Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how does the business owner tackle the impossible?
Regularly, we see examples of people accomplishing the impossible. Whether it's in sports, in business, in life, we see and hear stories of impossible accomplishments all the time. Now, how does this happen? Let's look at three common traits of those who do accomplish the impossible.
Number one,
tackle the many impossibles along the way. For example, Jeff Bezos didn't immediately create the Goliath of Amazon from the very beginning. He created an online bookstore. Then he created an amazing delivery system. Then he took the next step and then the next. All huge successes who do the impossible conquer small situations, and then they build on them. They didn't do one impossible. They did many, each a bit bigger than the last.
All right, number two.
Get in the flow. Athletes call this being in the zone. For business, it's get in the flow. It's that time when everything is working together. The person, the process, the circumstances all come together where obstacles disappear and high achievement happens. This is trainable. It's not just luck. The more time spent in the flow, the easier it is to recognize how to make it happen and do what seems to be the impossible.
And finally,
go big.
Oh, yeah.
Going big requires embracing risk. I'm going to say that again. Embracing risk. Accepting failure is an option and moving forward anyway. Anyone who has accomplished the impossible will tell you their big crowning achievement wasn't the very first time they went for it.
True.
They had been going big all their lives and each time trying to go just a little bit bigger. So doing the impossible only appears to be impossible when, in fact, every business owner can make the impossible happen.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.